On the line, I have Arianna Hennick, who is the head of the Sewing Circle from the Union of Jewish Women. Arianna, thanks so much for chatting with me on the Home Run. How did you come up with this idea of turning deceased loved ones' clothing into teddy bears?
Hi, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Well, it actually came to us via a customer who wanted us to do the teddy bears and then as well Tully's bags for her. So we built on that and became really good at it. And we love doing it. It comes with a lot of love because we know how cherished items are to the families.
How long have you been doing it for?
Well, at least as long as I've been with the sewing school. So I would say 5 years, but probably already a little bit before my time.
And we have one of our listeners, Lindy, saying that those you made for her are beyond stunning. It's such a beautiful idea. What challenges do you face or did you face in making this a viable project for the Jewish community?
I would say that it's just very, it's logistical things, I would say. It's that people have got a lot of T-shirts, leftovers, and unfortunately we can't use them. If I can just mention that it has to be like, you know, your shirts, your dresses, your jackets. And the ones for Lindy were actually made from 2 jackets. And we had so much fun doing it for her. And she was very generous with telling us that we could do whatever we wanted. So we went and did that. So, yeah, so we can use basically anything and everything, pants, anything, just not stretch material. So no T-shirts.
For many of us who have a loved one who has passed away, yes, it's so difficult to get rid of the clothing. You know, you either keep it in the cupboard or you give it to a charity. And this is a nice way of bringing the two together. But I wonder if some people might see using a loved one's clothing as too personal or too emotional. How would you address this kind of concern to make sure that it brings healing rather than pain?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Well, look, the person who wants to have something made by us, might be a teddy bear, a dog, a cat, a cushion, can be Tully's bags with ties, they have to decide for themselves if that's what they want. I can't push them in any direction. You know, I can just tell them that we will take a lot of care and a lot of love into making them. But the decision to do it or not is up to them. I mean, I've had teddy bears which had like jewelry of the person. It had a shawl. It had... we've made as well, by the way, we've made teddy bears with baby grows as well for mom who wanted to keep, to have a keepsake of the baby's first years. So it doesn't have to be all, you know, may I say, I don't want to say glum because it's a very personal decision to make. I wouldn't want to say what is right and what's wrong.
You've obviously been exposed and been told and part of some really difficult stories. Would you be able to answer if I asked you what's one of the most difficult stories that you've encountered while creating these bears?
Can I turn that around and tell you more like what a good memory was? Like
even better.
Bad memories, people don't really share, you know, what happened to the person or anything like that. Sometimes it's like very raw. It's like a few months ago. Sometimes it's like 15 years ago, you know. So, but a very wonderful story I have is that I had this family whose grandpa passed on, and there were, I think we made 15 teddy bears for all the grandchildren, and
oh,
that
wow.
made me really happy.
Oh, what
it was
beautiful.
Quite an amazing thing. Yeah.
I obviously support this. I mean, I'm already I've got your number and I'm about to text you. I'll wait for the interview to finish.
Thank you.
But I do,
thank you, Paul.
I am trying to think of what somebody might ask you. And I wonder if there would be critics who could say that this commercializes grief. What would your answer be to that? Essentially, how do you ensure that this remains a respectful nonprofit endeavor that's rooted in Jewish compassion?
Well, first of all, like, you supporting a very good cause, because we've got former students who make those teddy bears. I oversee what gets done. Inculcate that it has to be done with respect for the fabric, for the items that we are given. We give back everything which we don't use, by the way. And I'm trying to think what else to tell you. Like I said again, I mean, it's a very, very personal decision to make. And we just make sure it's not commercialized, because the person who comes to us, we ask if we are allowed to put it on social media. We usually, it's the person themselves, like Lindy, who put it on social media, or other people. I would never commercialize it. People hear it from other people and come to us. We've had one advert so far in social media saying that we are making them, but I wouldn't call it commercializing. I really don't believe that that's what it is. It's maybe just support for the person who needs that thing to hold on to hug, to cuddle, you know. That's what I would say.
No, you bring tears to my eyes, because I'm going to make it for my father. And when you said, like, you have someone to hug and cuddle, my dad always used to hold my hand, and I miss that. And so I'm thinking, while you say how beautiful it is to have something tangible, wanted to ask you if you have plans to extend it beyond South Africa.
No, because our school is here in Johannesburg. I can't even think further than Johannesburg. The school is here, the students, we call it our production. It's like, because it would be presumptuous to call it an atelier, but I mean, it's our production. It's former students, and they make it, they earn from it, because the UJW doesn't make money from it. We just cover costs, and the former students get the income. So it's a good cause, you know. It's a really, really good cause. So not only do you do something for yourself, but you do something for a person who otherwise might be unemployed. They did go through our school, empowerment school, but some of them need to be able to learn more, and making those teddy bears, they might take it into their communities, and they might make teddy bears, not memory teddy bears. They might just make teddy bears, you know, for babies, for newborns, for birthday parties. I don't know. And so we pass on the knowledge that we acquired and give it to us, those students, to take with them.
And if you can just repeat one last time, what type of materials would work? And if people are interested, where do they find you? How do they get hold of you?
Okay, so no stretch material. So what I mean by stretching is that when you hold it and you pull it left, right, top and bottom, it mustn't give. Because otherwise what happens when we fill the teddy bear, the empty teddy bear, and we fill it, then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and it becomes like a little tire man, you know. So it doesn't work.
So it becomes
work.
A tire man, not a teddy bear. A little bit, yeah. Or maybe there's more to hug.
true, very true. And as well, what is very important, probably, which I didn't mention before, is that the fabric is still in good condition, because sometimes the fabrics are very old, and when you pull just a little bit, they might fall apart, and then that would be so sad to have a teddy bear where that happens, or that we damage it because it's too frail. I mean, can I call it frail? I don't know if that's the right word.
I don't know either. But how do people get hold of you?
People can phone me or phone the UJW. My telephone number is, do you want me to give it to you?
You know what? If let's not hand it out. I've got it in front of me. And anyone is welcome to WhatsApp me at 061-895-1019. And with pleasure, we will hand out Ariane Hennick's phone number. She's the head of the Sewing Circle from the Union of Jewish Women, with a wonderfully powerful, I'm trying to think of the right words, but very, very meaningful way of making teddy bears so we can hug our loved ones. Ariane, thanks so much for joining us on The Home Run.
This is 101.9 High FM Traffic.
And it's just gone 4:46, and it looks like the traffic hasn't changed, but we are receiving one new report, and that's about another collision. So quite a few collisions today. If you're out on the roads, please be careful. This is a collision on the N1 southbound before John Forster Avenue. One lane of four is closed on the ramp from Boerter Avenue, M18. In the Sandton area, what I was reporting on earlier, there's been a multi-vehicle collision on the N3 southbound, the Eastern Bypass. The N3 southbound is congested, and the ramp to London Road, because of this multi-vehicle collision, has one lane of four are closed on the ramp from Marlborough Drive, and that is the M60. There's also been a collision on the R24 eastbound after Barbara Road. Ramp from Barbara Road, one lane of four is closed. And there's another collision that's just coming in on the N3 southbound at Grey Avenue, M94. The ramp to Grey Avenue, M94, one lane of four is closed. And I'm just looking out the window, and it's not raining, so I don't know why there are so many collisions on the road. Please be careful, and if you see anything that we're not reporting on, our WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019.
Boston City Campus is proud to announce a first in SA. We're accredited by the ACBSP, so you can study a Boston undergraduate degree which has American accreditation. And Boston has UK accreditation. We've also received the highest award for excellence in teaching and learning from SAPI. So your Boston degree is your passport to quality and international recognition. Register now and start studying 28th July. Boston.ac.za. Serious about education. Serious about you.
Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.